And then, of course, we're going to have a bunch of raffles, different things going on throughout the evening that you can spend some money on to go towards the good causes. So bring a few extra dollars to spend while you're there. All in all, you'll leave with a full belly, big smile, and a bag full of memories so that you can go back and visit these retailers when you come back.
Well, that sounds lovely. Well, Amanda, thank you so much for telling our audience about the Bite of Columbia County. It sounds positively, spookily delightful.
Well, I thank you for having us. And if you come out there, come see me at the booth. We'll get you in there so that you can tell everybody what you thought firsthand.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
The time is 5:59, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. Coming up next is Labor Radio, followed by Prison Pipeline at 6:30 and Hard Knock Radio at 7, so please stay tuned. This program is made possible by KBOO members and support from the Oregon Symphony's Take Me to the River, a Memphis Soul and Rhythm and Blues Review, with William Bell, Charlie Musselwhite, Bobby Rush, the High Rhythm Section, and more. October 18th at Portland's Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall. Tickets can be found at orsymphony.org.
Thank you for your pause, for your like, for your click. Summation data. Thank you for your love, for your care, for your kind. Summation data.
We want to thank everyone who joined or renewed your membership during our fall membership drive here at KBOO. We came very close to our $105,000 goal. We were within $10,000 of it. If you have not donated, please do so. Go to the website kboo.fm/give. Thanks again for supporting the best radio station on earth, KBOO.
Thank you for your pause, for your like, for your click. Summation needs a TTT. Thank you for your love, for your care, for your kind. Summation needs a mind to swing out.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
Holla! Welcome to the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists segment of Labor Radio, highlighting the works of the working class, by the working class, for the working class, here on KBOO 90.7 FM, where the heart of the community comes alive 7 days a week. My name is Tina Turner Morfitt. I am a member of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees and the current president of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists. Tonight, my sister...
Hi, this is Dr. Audrey Terrell, the Vice President of the Oregon Coalition of Black Trade Unions, and I'm retired from the UAW staff out of Detroit, and I'm also President and CEO of the Dr. Audrey Terrell Institute.
So, as long as we've been on the air, we have expressed to our listeners that one of the missions of the Oregon Coalition of Black Trade Unionists is to bridge the gap between the black community and organized labor. Tonight, we're going to pivot. We're going to discuss the good works of being done in the Latina community by Pacoon. And our guest tonight is Brother Ramon Ramirez. He's the president and the co-founder of Pacoon. Welcome, Brother Ramirez.
Thanks a lot, Tina. It's a real pleasure to be on your program this evening. I've been a long-term supporter of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists, and one of my mentors was Bill Lucy, and so I love that brother a lot, and he showed me a lot, and it's a real pleasure being on your program tonight.
Well, hey, thanks a lot. So it's my understanding Pacoon is one of the largest labor organizations representing the needs of the Latino community. You want to tell our listeners a little bit about your organization?
Yeah, we're the Farm Worker Union. We formed back in the 70s, in the mid 70s, And we formed the union actually after about 9 years as an organizing committee. We started off the union with about 100 members, and we now have about 6,500 members, primarily in the Willamette Valley, in the Northern Valley, like in Marion and Polk counties. That makes us the largest Latino organization in the state. And so we've been fighting. This year we're celebrating our 40th year in the struggle to improve the living and working conditions of farm workers. But you know, the farm worker history, you know, we can never forget that. You know, the reasons why farm workers are not covered by any collective bargaining rights is because back in when the New Deal got structured in 1935, and they agreed to form the National Labor Relations Act, the reason why farm workers were excluded was because the majority of farm workers back in 1935 were African American.
Ah, and I didn't know that.
So we have a common history, you know, and so we want to do our part and shoulder our responsibility to build Black and Latino unity, because, you know, we have the same enemy, right? And that is capitalism, that exploits our people, that rips off our people, that marginalizes our people. And, you know, and so, you know, united, we're strong. Disunited, we're weak.
I would agree with that. So you talked about a 40th anniversary. What's going on?
Yeah, our 40th is going to happen at November 2nd. It's called Day of the Dead, Día de los Muertos. We want to invite all our brothers and sisters in the labor movement, in the Latino and African-American community, to come out and celebrate with us. We're going to it's going to be November 2nd at SEIU, the main hall in Portland on Foster. And so we want to welcome everybody to come and celebrate. We'll have some good speakers, good music, good food. And, you know, and hopefully, you know, people will come and support us as we embark in our next 40th anniversary, next 40 years of struggle.
You're right about that. There is a lot of work left to do.
That's right. Yeah. And so, you know, currently, right now, this past week, we've had two major immigration raids in Woodburn. You know, so it's, again, we're being attacked. You know, safe cities that was launched by the Trump administration against immigrants, you know, when they said they were targeting Portland, Oregon. Well, they were actually targeting Woodburn, and they came and did, as far as we know, two confirmed raids. We're helping the victims of the families of that raid. But in addition to that, we're helping, we heard that they were in downtown Woodburn asking people for their documents. So we're having to deal with that situation. And then in addition to that, just recently, a group of farm workers that started organizing themselves at one of the nurseries, we met with them last week, and in the midst of all this raids that are going on, they want to organize a strike to improve their living and working conditions. Mm-hmm. So we said, right on, we'll help you. You know, that's what we're all about, is that, you know, we're about helping people that want to create change, that want to improve their living and working conditions, that want to, you know, deal with in a concrete way against racism and discrimination and marginalization. So we are very happy. So I'll keep you abreast of that situation as it comes up.
That would be great.
So I just want to shout out to all the members of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists that, you know, I'm very happy to be on the show, and I'm going to have to be cutting away pretty soon, but I just wanted to let you know that, you know, we stand in unity with the coalition. My cousin, Loretta Gutierrez Sachs, she's the leader in the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists up in Tacoma, Washington. So a shout out to her if she's listening. And, you know, our family's doing our responsibility, or shouldering our responsibility, to bring about justice to our community. So I'm really happy about that. And Tina, I gotta say that, you know, over the last couple of years, I've seen you at every march that we've done for immigrant rights, for the rights of low-income people, for the rights of working-class people. And, you know, I'm really happy to see that the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists is very, very active in the Portland area.
So I know you have a flight to catch. And so what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and end this segment of our show so you can catch your flight. I know you have busy work that you have to do in Washington, D.C., but we'd like to also invite you back again so that we can have a more in-depth conversation about the good works that you are doing on behalf of not just Latino workers, but workers in general. Because again, there is a story to be told and there's a lot going on, and they really do need our help right now. Okay,
right.
But and before so you
I
go,
just wanna, yeah, go ahead.
Could you reiterate the November 2nd celebration?
Yeah. So Pekun is celebrating its 40th anniversary of struggle. We're gonna do that at SCIU up in Foster Boulevard up there on you know, the State Council office. It'll start at 6 p.m. On November 2nd. People are invited. It's going to be great music, great speeches, and a great celebration as we embark in our next 40th year of you know, in you know, with a newer generation, a more prepared, you know, than we were, certainly, because you know, we started stuff from scratch, you know, back in the mid 70s. And you know, so we started forming the union when President Reagan was president, and you know, he had just bust up the PATCO workers, the you know, air traffic controllers union. And so, you know, and all the labor rights that the labor movement had struggled for years and years and years, you know, he undid all of them. So the people were telling us that we could not organize immigrant workers, and we showed them wrong. You know, we built a strong union. Actually, we built a community labor union, right? So we tore a page out of the history of the labor movement and built a community labor movement that's strong as ever. So we want people to come out and celebrate with us. That's November 2nd, SCIU, on Foster Boulevard up there in Southeast Portland. That event starts at 6 o'clock.
Well, thanks again, and brother, safe travels.
Thank you very much, Tina, and good to be on your program. Look forward to be on other programs in the future. Thank you very much.
Thank you, brother. Thank you so much.
Si se puede.
Si se puede.
I just want to reiterate that the brother, Raymond Ramirez, he's a founding president and member of the PACOON, and he was elected president in April 1997 after serving five one-year terms as vice president. Ramon also serves on the board of directors of the Farm Workers Housing Development Corporation, Center for Social Inclusion, Farm Worker Justice Fund, Center for Popular Democracy, and the United Farm Workers of America Foundation. Brother Ramirez also is currently a member of the Higher Education Coordinating Council for the State of Oregon. Brother Ramirez also is joined in the Willamette Valley Immigration Project in 1997. He's been around. He's handled immigration visa cases until 1982, and he's coordinated the Immigration Project's fundraising and legislative work until 1985. He's a co-founder of CAUSA, Oregon's Immigrant Rights Coalitions.
CAUSA.
Yeah, and Brother Ramirez is also involved in the Oregon voter registration education through Action Politica. How do you pronounce that? But well, anyway, but Raymond was awarded the 2003 Leadership for a Changing World by the Ford Foundation, the Jeanette Rankin Award, and is an Alston Bannerman Fellow. Brother Ramirez was also awarded the 2009 UTNE Reader 50 Visionary of the World Award and was chosen Latino Hero of the Year by Regency Blue Cross of Oregon. The University of Oregon chose Brother Ramirez as its 2015 Elder in Residence. He's got to come back with us when he has the time and talk with us.
So we would like to invite our listeners to take advantage of their celebration that they have coming up on November 2nd at the SCIU building on Foster Street. Again, they have a super rich history of what it's like to be an activist in your community and what it's like to be working on behalf of workers who are facing some real, tangible problems as far as the workforce and staying safe. And at this point, they have a huge obstacle.
Yes.
Even more so, that's really nipping at their heels.
As I read his bio, and it, hey, he sounds like the Cesar Chavez of 2017. pretty occupied.
I would agree. So, if you just, for our listeners just tuning in, welcome to the Coalition of Black Trades Unionists segment of Labor Radio, highlighting the works of the working class, by the working class, and for the working class. Our guest earlier was Ramon Ramirez. He is the president of PACOON, and our interview was cut a little short. Brother Ramirez had to catch a flight going back to Washington, D.C., and so the second half of our show, we're going to talk a little bit about the AFL-CIO convention that took place last month.
Yes, we were in Bend, Oregon for 3 days. It was well attended, and a lot of things were talked about, and hope we get a chance to just share a few of those things with you.
So our show next month, we will actually share copies of, we'll have more dialogue about the resolutions that we presented. We presented 4 resolutions, and we were very excited.
Yeah.
We had a very good...
productive. All were adopted. CBTU report we presented, they accepted, and it's so glad they were accept the convention accepted all of our residents from the CBTU, and we were proud of that. We were on the floor speaking and on our resolution, and we got support of the conference. So we're glad of that. The AFL-CIO was very supportive. And our ideas of what needs to be done in the resolutions committee.
Yes. So we have a CBTU meeting starting. It'll be next month. It'll be next week on the, I believe it's the 10th. Yes. And it's at the William Lucy Building, located on 6025 Burnside, East Burnside Street. And it's our monthly meeting, and we welcome all comers. We have a lot of busy work that we have ahead of us. Some of our previous shows, we've talked about the Janus versus AFSCME. We've talked about the Supreme Court hearing that case. And again, that talks about worker rights and the potential of making the nation a right-to-work nation. And so there is a lot at risk, a lot of black workers, because of unions, are able to enter into what we call the middle class. You're able to buy homes. You're able to send your children to college. You're able to not worry about answering the phone because a bill collector is calling. Because when you are represented by a union, you make wages to the point to where you don't have to be concerned about that. And so, again, this was a previous show that we've had, and we'll continue to fight on behalf of workers.
As we all know, of the tragedy that just happened last night in Vegas, and but it brings up a lot of subject matters that that are prevalent in today, and that needs full discussion. And so I hope in some of our shows as we go on in the next several months, we'll be talking about these subject matters. Of course, it's on the table now that talks about tax reform and who it's all going to affect and who's going to benefit from it. Immigration rights, you know, that's an issue for all of us. And then now with what happened in Vegas yesterday, the gun control should be another subject matter of concern for all of us. And that's one thing I like about this particular radio show. We as union members, we're concerned about living. We're concerned about everybody's rights. So hopefully during the course of the next couple of months, we can get someone to hear to talk about that, because that's a subject of discussion. Beyond the fact that there's those issues of to kneel when to kneel. You know, my grandchildren, especially my grandson, we get into a full discussion on, you know, the flag and what it means and should I kneel. And these kids are asking questions. So if they're asking questions, we as not only unions, brothers and sisters, we should be able to be informed and with clarity explain to them really what's going on in this world so they can get a good understanding. Because it's day by day, there's something new. Almost when you turn the television on, there's a different subject matter. And just like we're watching it, so are our youth. So I hope during in the near future, because this is our fifth year being on air, we can bring subject matters so we can open for discussion to discuss in clarity how we support our stand or how it affects working people, people of color, inclusion, diversity, all of those subject matters. We can certainly, it's going to be out there for open discussion. So, Madam President, I'm looking forward to our future shows and being inclusive of these subject matters. So even politically, where we stand to support some of the things that are coming down the pike and our opinion on it and how it's really going to affect us. And I know you all, like, you know, you're just like I am, you're watching the news constantly. Well, how does this affect working people? How is this tax with the middle class? Are we the middle class still? You know, unionizing and what we need to be doing in our arenas of life, whether it's faith-based, whether it's neighborhood, whether it's school, our children, our grandchildren, whatever. So these subject matters are really, really important. And I think we'll be bringing those to our listening audience, our concerns about it and what they really, really saying to the working class of America.
And I think Brother Ramon Ramirez also talked about what's happening nationally and the impact that it's having here in the state of Oregon as far as immigration raids are concerned. And so it is a horrible sight when a child sees their parents being totally being ripped from their parents and being taken away. And so, yes, Sister Terrell, we do have a lot of business before the community. We have a lot to talk about.
Yes.
I know this legislative session that's coming up for 2018, they're going to be so engrossed in how to financially fix Oregon, but we cannot take our eye off the ball. We Yes. have to stay focused and continue to be concerned about the livability here in Oregon. Mm-hmm. We can't allow draconian tactics to come in and to destroy families.
Mm-hmm. And even something, and that's why, and I'm going to say the CBTU, this is our platform that we've had for going on 5 years. And when I see what the athletes are doing in the NFL,
sure.
You know, and give a really a deep meaning of the flag and who would rep not only the military, but the working people in this country who built this country, people of color, immigrants. So that's an open discussion for us also. I hope we can get an athlete in here so we can get his opinion on the kneel process and how do they come to the conclusion to kneel and what is that really they're trying to say about social injustice or respecting the rights, what the flag really means. And I think that's some of the discussion that we've never really had, have we?
And I think you're right. I think most people shy away from those kind of conversations, and it's because it makes them feel uncomfortable. But the time is now. The time is now for us to start having those conversations, start exploring what exactly is going on in our nation's capital, mm-hmm. what's going on in our various communities, because you're right. We do have a responsibility to the children who are going to replace us.
Yes, yes.
And so if we shy away, if we call each other names, if we don't look at what the true impact is of what's going on in mm-hmm. our nation, we're going to lose an entire generation.
Yes, yes. So I'm looking at all of this, and you know, you've got daughters and I've got grandkids. They're asking questions, and we do have a platform here where we can express with clarity so listening audience can hear just and make their own decision, because this is America. you know, freedom of speech, where you can express your opinion about things. And then I think that's something that we haven't been doing, and people listening. And we're in a position now, this is a very good time to do it, and use any platform that you have, whether it's the radio, whether it's the pulpit, whether it's a teacher or on the job or whatever. I just wanted to share that a really dear friend of mine, daughter goes to Michigan State, and she's a cheerleader at Michigan State. And he sent me a picture yesterday, Saturday, I think, Michigan State had a game, where she was the only cheerleader that kneeled. And so I was proud of her. Not on the fact, on the point of the matter, she had an opinion.
Sure.
She had an opinion. And he was proud of her, too, because he didn't know anything about it. But this was an opportunity for these kids to start thinking.
Exactly.
Thinking about, and then develop an opinion, and we're getting older. They're going to be the governors and the policymakers and the city council
stewards.
Yeah, they're going to be all of that. And so we better do everything we can now to put an opinion in them about social justice. Do what's right. Respect. You know, love. You know, I teach love. You know, that's what the Bible says. But love is respect. Respect the fact that they look different. They act different. They're a different shade color than you. Or they different gender or other things, but those are the fact. If you can instill in them, but the point of the matter, what impressed me the most, she had an opinion, mm-hmm. and she wasn't afraid to express her opinion. And we got to be careful about putting, because this is America, isn't it?
Yeah,
you were supposed to be free of the home and the okay. Then allow them to express it, and then be able to intelligently express your opinion. And maybe the athletes are really pushing it there, but if something that you just don't agree with, or you don't understand, or you don't want to be disrespectful, but come to the table, let's all talk about it. And so use your platform from whatever one that you have to say that. And union brothers and sisters, we've always been for social justice. We've always been fighting for our rights. Oh, my God. And that's why we are here today. And I think now we're at a point of defending that right,
right.
to be able to, as union brothers and sisters, as immigrant workers, inclusive and whatever, we still have that right to voice our opinion in some way or another. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it.
So am I, Sister Terrell. So am I.
And, you know, we're about to end up this year. We only have two more shows this year.
Yep.
And then we're into 2018.
Oh,
my God. And it's going into our fifth year. Oh, my. We're into our fifth year.
Yes.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's been a delight that we all can come together the first Monday of every month and share and bring to the audiences, our listening audience, subject matters that are a concern. Because a lot of time you don't discuss it. You hear about it, but it's good to be able to have an open forum that we can talk about it. And we look forward to our next year and bringing those subject matters to our listening audience.
So I look forward to it also. Again, next month we are going to talk more in depth on our show about the impact and the events that took place at the Oregon AFL-CIO convention that happened in Bend, Oregon last month. And we really look forward to sharing with our listeners some of the forward-moving ideas that we spoke of.
We're also, the AFL-CIO executive meetings are starting to be held. AFL-CIO executive meetings? Are they
executive,
coming?
Yes, executive board meeting. Yeah.
Executive board meeting. And looking forward to their outcome. We'll report out on what were some of the responses or some of the things that you talked about in this. And it's so good to be able, not only we're concerned with Oregon, but outside these walls. We're connected. And I'm excited about that. Glad to hear, that our Kate is going to run again for office.
Good.
For governor. So I know we got to be politically restrained, but at least we have to have a listening ear in public office that's willing to listen to us and understand our concerns. So looking forward to next 2 months in 2018.
Yeah. So again, before we sign off, I'd like to remind our listeners that the Coalition, the Oregon chapter of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists, we meet the second Tuesday of every month. So that's next month. Mm-hmm. We meet at the William Lucy Building located at 6025 East Burnside at 6 p.m. Please come and join us. Help us shape the future mm-hmm. of labor. And we'd like to also remind you of the 40th anniversary celebration of PACOON. It's on November 4th, 2017 at the SEIU building on Foster Street. Thank you very much, and thank you for joining us. Holla!
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of CORT, October 1st through the 29th at the Artist Repertory Theatre in Portland. CORT is an installation of visual art and live theatre inspired by playwright Lin Bo's own experience of being arrested and detained by the Chinese government. CORT explores the murky intersection of fact and fiction in the crafting of art and news. Again, that's CORT, October 1st, through the 29th at the Artist Repertory Theatre, 1515 Southwest Morrison Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Prison Pipeline presents a unique perspective of the criminal justice system, addressing the root causes of crime and broadening understanding of the institution of incarceration.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you